I am Paul Harris. This is America Weekend. Thanks for listening. My next guest has been riding in his car for a long, long time and put a lot of miles on it. In fact, he owns the Guinness World Record for the highest mileage in the same vehicle. It is a 1966 Volvo 1800S, and Irv Gordon has been driving it for over 45 years now. Irv was my junior high school science teacher, and in those days I had to refer to him, of course, as Mr. Gordon. Can I refer to you today as Irv?
Sure, Paul. Always good to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you. Welcome to the show. Almost 3 million, are we there? How close are we?
I've got about another 7,000 to go.
Okay. First question, how much of the car is original?
Oh, most of it's original. You know, it's got the same engine, same transmission, same rear end, you know, same wheels, same, all that kind of stuff.
So you've just had to do regular maintenance on the car?
Just regular maintenance, you know, normal things. You know, I had the engine rebuilt twice. The first time because I got nervous. The second time I had over 2 million miles on it. You know, I was getting a little tired. I was having trouble getting to California going over the mountains.
Do you have to go to a special mechanic for a car that old?
Well, I always had the work done at my local Volvo dealer, and fortunately I have a very good mechanic locally also. He's old enough to remember these cars. You know, it's getting tough to go to the dealer these days with a car that old because most of the guys are pretty young. You know, they never learned about points and plugs and stuff like that, you know?
So is it hard to find parts?
No. Everything I need, I get right over the counter from the local Volvo dealer.
Wow. Now, what about the odometer? Because we're talking about, you know, you must have to keep track because no odometer goes that high. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times it's turned over. A few hundred at least, right?
Well, when it turned over, it goes every 999,000, you know. It reaches a point where it starts back to zero again, you know. And it's done that now, almost 30 times.
So you are keeping records of how far you go all the time, or do you just say is there a mark on your wall like tally marks? Okay, that's another time around the odometer.
Notches in my dashboard. No, I don't have to worry about it. I bring it into the dealer, and he's got it all on his computer. You know, all he has to do is punch in my VIN number, and all the service records come up, and all the mileage that the car was in for, you know, come up. So everything is documented. I don't have to worry about a thing.
Has the car ever been in an accident?
Sure. You know, the more times you're on the road, the better your chances of, you know, having problems.
So
most of the time it gets hit is when the car is parked. But, you know, I recently was on my way to Baltimore, and I was doing 65. I was in the center lane on Interstate 95, and some fellow, I don't know what he was doing. Either he fell asleep at the wheel or he was playing with his telephone or whatever, but he ran into the back of my car while I was doing 65.
Oh. So we're not talking about major damage. Obviously, the car's never been totaled and rebuilt.
No. It's always been able to drive it home.
Okay, so if I do some math here, 3 million miles over this many years, we're talking about like 64,000 miles a year. That's more than 5,000 miles a month. Where do you go, Irv?
Well, you know, that's an average. That's hard to do. You know, when I was teaching, I put less miles on than when I retired, and I've been retired for a number of years now. I retired in 96. And once I retired, I was putting a little over 100,000 miles a year on the car. So, you know, it averages out that way, but, you know, that's not the way I've done it for the last 46 years.
I get the feeling, though, you never fly anywhere. You just must drive everywhere.
I don't have too many frequent flyer miles, no. And I don't have to take my shoes off. You know, I can go right out into my car and go wherever I need to go. I just got back from California, as a matter of fact.
3,000 miles each way.
Yeah. Well, 2,890-something miles.
What's the top speed on a 1966 Volvo 1800S?
Well, I don't know. I've had it up to 100, but, you know, there's no reason to push it any further. You know, it's getting old, you know. I've had it in Germany. I've driven it on the Autobahn at about 100, and, you know, I've still got passed by big Mercedes and big Jags and so on. So, you know, I get a little nervous at 100 with it.
Why do you take the car to Europe?
Well, I was invited to bring the car to Sweden to the factory back in 2002 when I turned the second million miles, And I asked them if there was any rush in bringing the car home, and they said no. And they said, just let us know when you're ready to go back home again. So after they got through displaying the car, I got in the car, and I drove through five countries. I put over 5,000 miles on the car. I got to see some friends, people that I've met over the years, and drove it back to Sweden, and they shipped it home.
Why isn't Volvo using you in commercials every day, Irv?
That's what I say.
I mean, if there's ever a better spokesperson for the longevity of a vehicle, I don't know who it would be.
Oh, it's been a really tough car, I got to tell you. It requires so little. I just, do the usual tune-up. I follow the owner's manual. I know most people never read their owner's manual. They have no clue as to what should be doing and, so on. But I figure the guys who wrote the manual are the people who built the car. So if I follow their directions, everything should be fine, and obviously all this time it's been fine.
Now, obviously, a car from 1966 doesn't have any of the technological advantages of a car of the 21st century. What have you had to add to make it meet the requirements of, emissions and even interior standards?
Well, I haven't done anything to it. I mean, all Volvos came with three-point seatbelts back since 1957, so my car's got three-point seatbelts. The car was overbuilt. It's all double panel construction, which modern cars have. It's got intrusion bars and so on. It's got a steering column that collapses and so on. I mean, it was way ahead of its time back in 66. All the things that Volvo had, all the other manufacturers, may have been kicking and screaming all the way to do it, but they eventually put the three-point seatbelts in their cars and put all the rest of the safety standards in. So, in all the times that my car's been hit, knock wood, I've never been hurt.
But no airbags.
No airbags in my car, no, unfortunately.
All right, one other technical thing I've got to ask you about. In 1966, everybody was using leaded gasoline.
Well, when I rebuilt the engine the first time, I had 680,000 miles on it, and that was about the beginning of the time where the gasoline companies were starting to get rid of the leaded gas and go to the unleaded fuel. So I asked them to put hardened valves and hardened valve seats in the engine when they rebuilt the engine, which is what the modern cars have. And once you do that, you don't need to worry about leaded or unleaded fuel anymore. So, when I go to Europe, I can run leaded fuel, and when I'm here, I can still run unleaded fuel, and it's no problem.
I haven't looked, but I'm sure that online there must be a community of people who have owned cars for a long time and driven them a lot of miles, and they're all probably very jealous of you.
Well, I'm in touch with a couple of those people. There's a fellow that's got a million miles on his Saab. There's another fellow that had a million miles on a Toyota. Another fellow that's got a million miles on a Honda. It's a very small community. It's our own kind of private club.
Well, nobody's as close to 3 million as you are because, as we know, you hold the record. Has anybody offered to buy it?
No, but I've offered it for a dollar a mile. I'd like to retire in a fashion to which I'd like to become accustomed,
Can you ever see, were this car to ever die on you, can you ever see driving another car?
Well, I have a new Volvo. I mean, I love my new Volvo. I like cars with nice stereo systems and, power everything and, sunroof and all that kind of stuff. I mean, my car's still got its original 10-watt radio in it. One speaker. Monaural.
AM radio?
An AM FM.
Oh, wow.
That was the first year, 1966, that they offered an FM radio in their cars. So I got one of the first ones.
I'm actually surprised, Irv, to hear that you have another car, and yet you managed to put all the miles on this car.
Well, they gave me a new car. They gave me a 780 Bretonne in 1987 when I turned the first million. I put 400 and some odd thousand miles on that one and then sold it to a friend of mine in Holland. And when I turned 2 million miles, they gave me a C70, and I'm still driving that car. But I only drive that one around town. I mean, I worry about my 1800 when I park it, because that's when people keep hitting it,
Yeah.
They park by the Braille system in my neighborhood,
Where would you like the 3 millionth mile to be?
Well, I'd like a lot of places to be, but I've been told that I'm going to be doing it in Alaska, of all places.
What do you mean you've been told?
Well, that's what Volvo has planned for some kind of a celebration party in Alaska. They'd like me to turn the all the numbers to go back to zero when I'm in Alaska.
Wow. Well, congratulations on getting this far. Enjoy the next 7,000 and the fourth million after that.
Well, I'm not not sure that I'll make it. The car may make it, but I'm getting a little on the old side. I don't know if you remember back in those days. I probably had that car when you were in my student.
I think I definitely did. Yeah. It's a pleasure talking to you again, Irv. Thanks so much for your time today.
Terrific. Nice talking to you.
Irv Gordon, owner of the Guinness World Record for the highest mileage in the same vehicle, driving it for more than 45 years, a 1966 Volvo 1800S, only a few thousand away from 3 million miles. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.